This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Four candidates are competing in a special election for District 100 in the Texas House. Early voting ends today. Election Day is Tuesday. The seat is open after Eric Johnson was elected Dallas mayor. Here are the four candidates. Daniel Davis Clayton says he entered this race to expand health coverage in the district, which includes parts of South, West, and East Dallas.
North Texas is the most uninsured region in all of America. I'm going to double down and work to get health care expansion in the state of Texas.
For Clayton, it's kind of personal. His mother's a nurse. He also worked for Enroll America, which signed people up for the Affordable Care Act. For candidate Lorraine Birabel, her top campaign issue is personal as well.
I have a six-month-old daughter. Her grandmother died a month and 4 days before she was born because she was in the Medicaid gap. She worked as a nurse, made too much money to qualify for standard Medicaid, but not enough to pay out of pocket. So I'm doing this to fight for people like Millie and the 1 million other Texans who would have coverage overnight if Texas expanded Medicaid.
Candidate Sandra Crenshaw, a former Dallas City Council member, is also concerned about health care, but her focus is on mental illness, especially as it pertains to homelessness.
The homeless do not have a voice. Very few are registered to vote. So I am speaking for the homeless and also for the mentally ill.
District 100 hopeful James Armstrong also wants to improve health coverage, but he would get there by first improving economic development.
This campaign is all about economic opportunity. For too long, the Texas promise of prosperity has been a promise achieved by those who are in the top 20% of wage earners, while other hardworking Texans feel as if their financial status is slipping.
Armstrong says improve economic opportunities, and the other concerns improve as a result. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.